Father, in Jesus' name, we come. And Lord, thank you. All these years we've sung that song, God, Any Rivers. And Lord, thank you for the testimony of your faithfulness in the vessels that we have seen and watched, observed. You work so mightily in. Lord, the likes of the worthies of faith, but yet those of this age and this day, even with a better thing. And Lord, help us to be encouraged. You are the same yesterday, today, and forever. The faith that we so admire in the vessels that have trusted you, that we've seen such glorious work, trusting you for healing, trusting you for their families, trusting you in all things, Lord God. It's always been the same faith. It's the faith of the Son of God. It's the faith of the Son of God. And Lord, we thank you, Lord. That is the life that we live. We live by the faith of the Son of God. And we thank you, Lord, it's because he loves us and he loved us. And Lord, the plan of the love of God, hallelujah, that has given us the life of your Son to live by the faith of the Son of God. And Lord, thank you in that boldness we come today. Quicken that life of Christ in us this morning. And Lord, again, just to grow, Lord, increase our faith. Lord, increase this belief. Lord, let it work effectually in us today. Cause us to believe by your grace. Lord, we thank you. You've gathered us here, Lord. And Lord, you'll never forsake us. And Lord, we look to you. You've promised us that you will perform it. You will accomplish it. You will do it. You will perfect it. Lord, it's all on you. And we thank you that you're worthy to be praised. And we thank you that it gives you all the glory that we are your workmanship. And here we are to praise you for your grace. Lord, come in by the power of the Holy Ghost. Feed us. Let us hear what the Spirit saith to the churches. In Jesus' name, amen. Lord God, we thank him today. Oh, Lord God, we thank you today. Hallelujah. I want to begin with something that the Lord confirmed in my heart last night. Like I was saying to you, thank the Lord, he knew I needed it, but I'm grateful to God he gave me the grace to believe him for this message before he gave me this confirmation of what he had prepared for us today. This is from the Daily Light. I don't know how many you might have heard of this. It's just scripture. That's what I love about it. Not any man's thoughts, just the word of God. I mentioned it many times. This is what my mother read to me growing up every day at the table before I went to school. It has a little morning group of scriptures and a little evening group of scriptures. I thank God faithfully, joyfully. Mama read that to me every single day. I told you there was times I was a little disobedient. Can you imagine? Putting my old fingers in my ears, telling Mom, you know those teen years, I'm not going to listen to that today. And I thought I'd really get her goat, you know, and she would stop. And as I'd kind of opened my eyes to see what she was doing, as my fingers were in my ears, I remember her countenance hadn't changed. Her face was right there, and I could still see her reading the Word of God. That hit me more than anything probably almost ever could. And I thanked the Lord for the love of Christ. See, that's what works, brothers and sisters. You try to pound this into somebody, it'll never happen. This is the greatest privilege. We're privileged. We are. This is the privilege. We're the sons of God. We're the elect of God. We're the chosen of God. That's what the Word of God says. I'm just giving you what the Word of God says, not what I think. You don't want what I think. But I'm telling you what, when he gives you his thoughts to think, they're the greatest, most lovely, beautiful thing you'll ever think. Amen. Here we go. Last night, and I thanked the Lord. I'll tell you a little bit about my life. He puts me on my knees before I go to bed. He puts me on my knees when I wake up. He puts me on my knees a lot of times. It's amazing how much love that he has in my heart for you. I don't take any credit for it. I know it's God. That's how the Lord works, and you know that too. But I thank the Lord. As after I pray, he always puts this to read on my heart before I go to bed. Thus saith the high and lofty one that inhabits eternity, whose name is holy. I dwell in the high and holy place with him also that is of a contrite and humble spirit. Can you imagine you got a wonderful Lord with a contrite and humble spirit? To revive the spirit of the humble. Oh, that must be the same spirit that lives in us. Amen. And to revive the spirit of the contrite ones. Oh, praise the Lord. Better it is to be of a humble spirit with the lowly than to divide the spoil with the proud. Blessed are the poor in spirit, for theirs is the kingdom of heaven. These six things does the Lord hate. Yea, seven are an abomination unto him. A proud look. Everyone that is proud in heart is an abomination to the Lord. Search me, O God. Know my heart. Try me. Know my thoughts. And see if there be any wicked way in me. And lead me in the way everlasting. Now, we're going to continue on as the Lord's placed on my heart from last week. Romans 7:18. Did you receive that? Do you know this? For I know that in me, that is in my flesh, dwelleth no good thing. That's you. That's me. And I know it. Do you know it? No good thing. Not one good thing. Nothing in this flesh is good. Now, with that, I want you to go over to Ephesians chapter 4. Oh, yes, we're just dwelling in this high watermark of the Word of God, aren't we? Hallelujah. And it says there in verse 1, I therefore, this is Paul, the prisoner of the Lord, beseech you that ye walk worthy of the vocation wherewith ye are called. And we know that calling, the vocation that we have, is the high calling of God in Christ Jesus. Oh, thank God for our calling. And as it says there, walk worthy of the vocation wherewith ye are called. Now listen to this. With all lowliness and meekness, with longsuffering, forbearing one another in love, endeavoring to keep the unity of the Spirit in the bond of peace. The walk of the high calling of God in Christ Jesus, the walk of the masterpiece of grace, the bride for the Lamb. Hallelujah. It all begins with what? With all, not some, not a little bit, but with all lowliness. And God willing, we're going to stay right there. And you can see how those verses, praise be to God, that he gave me last night. Son, I'm just confirming and affirming what we're going to share tomorrow. Hallelujah. Now, think of this. It says, with all lowliness. That means, and it's defined in that interpretation, and the definition of it means to have a humble opinion of oneself. To have a humble opinion of oneself. And here's the second one. A deep sense of moral littleness. Moral littleness. It's imperative for us, for our high calling, in me there is no good thing. Amen. Amen. And brothers and sisters, a deep sense, a revelation, a realization of moral littleness. And brothers and sisters, I have to tell you, I am so rejoicing, and I thank God. When it really hit me, and it continues to hit me, in me there dwelleth no good thing. Oh, I'm thankful to the Lord. I get it. I get mercy. I get it. And I thank the Lord for it. And I can testify to you by the grace of God. If somebody looked at my life, and you've seen my life, I was raised under a mom and dad that I'm so thankful for. And you talk about naturally virtuous people, honest people, good people, that you would define that as. Absolutely. You'd look at my life. I thank the Lord the things God has done with my life. I'm not out there trying to be a rebel. I'm not trying to go out there and to be abusive. I'm not trying to go out there and live my life, oh, I'm just going to do it the way that I want or anything of that nature. But let me tell you something. I still know in me lieth no good thing. There isn't one good thing in this. Anything that is worked to any goodness is of God. Anything that could ever come forth that would be of an encouragement or edifying to the body of Christ is going to be of the Lord. Now, I could go out there and I could do all of these good things and all these good works, and I could shovel your walk and I could do all this and that and things. But if I'm taking the glory in that, let me tell you something, that ain't doing you a bit of good. And it's really not. The thing is, it's really not doing me a bit of good. And matter of fact, it's an abomination to God, because somehow, some way, I think that in my flesh, I'm a little bit more exempt than you are, that I've got something good in there and maybe you don't. But I know in the Word of God it says, and as Paul said, I know in me. Do you know that in you? Do you really know that in you? I mean, do you really, 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 really know that in you? And I mean right now. In me, that is in my flesh, there is no good thing. I pray, and the reason I pray that for my life and yours, brothers and sisters, is you're not wearing a crown if you don't receive this. You're not. Because what's going to happen is you're going to be found having some or a little portion of your righteousness. And your self-righteousness, let me tell you something, will have nothing to do with ruling and reigning together with him. It won't. The masterpiece is not of self-righteousness. The masterpiece is not of works. The masterpiece is of grace. It's of the work of the Lord. It's of understanding and recognizing and realizing, but for God, I am nothing. It's really, really, really realizing that in me, in my flesh, is no good thing. Now that gives me the rejoicing, brothers and sisters, in that revelation to my heart and the thankfulness to God. And as we rejoiced last night with the Apostle Paul, I was so thankful again. I always go to that last verse of Romans 7. I can see Paul's face. I can see that light go on in his heart where he is just lit up in glory like you can't believe. He said, oh, I thank the Lord. With the mind I serve the law, but praise God, with the flesh I serve sin. It's a joy. It's a thanksgiving. Once again, I get it. I get that it's mercy. And by getting that it's mercy, thanks be to God, I get that I'm the vessel of mercy that he bestows with all the riches of his glory. As a Christian, are you after your glory or his? I pray it's his, because you don't have any. The only glory there is his. So the only glory you could ever have, I'll tell you right now, is his. Because he gives you everything. He shares everything together with you. He really does. And I thank God that we can be so thankful in this. Now, here we go. You may be hearing and knowing this bridal message, but responding in the all lowliness and humility is the requirement to possess it. That's it. That's it. I'm here to give you by the grace of God, yea, the deep things of God by his Spirit. I believe by the grace of God we will be part of either the Smyrna or the Philadelphia church. Depends if you, like I said, the Lord take you home loving and loving his appearing, or if the Lord has us abiding till he comes. All right? That's what this message is. There's no tweener, there's no little more, there's no middle less. This is it. And I pray we receive it and thank God for it. I'm just assured in the Word of God. I'm not confident in me. I'm telling you, by the grace of God, I'm coming to you today that I know in this flesh is no good thing. Amen. Praise the Lord. You should be really thankful for that. And that's just the work of the grace of God. But see, what happens here, brothers and sisters, is we can hear this, we can know this, but without responding to it in all lowliness, you'll miss it. David said two times in the Word of God, he cried out, Thy lowliness has made me great. Thy lowliness. See, that lowliness is of the Lord. Once again, it's not of you. It's still of the Lord. It's of that life that he's placed in you, his very life, that is completely of a contrite spirit and humble and lowly. Thy lowliness has made me great. Thy lowliness has increased me, is what that means. So here we can ask ourselves, how can the Lord increase you in the bridal glory if you're full of pride? Or you have self-righteousness about what a good Christian or a Bible scholar you are? Or you know what I was thinking? Maybe I already lost some here today at moral littleness because you're such a moral giant. I'm glad you're quiet. And I'm not trying to be smarty. And I'm glad you're sober, because we don't want to miss this. And this is something, brothers and sisters, we really need to come, as David said, search me, O Lord. Search me. And that's the wicked way. The most wicked way is self-righteousness. The Word of God calls it filthy rags. I want to come to him just as I am. I'm no good. I have no good thing. But that's what you love. See, that's the beauty of it all. That's the immensity, praise God, of mercy. He shouldn't love me. There's no way he could love me. But yet he desires me, not just loves me, he desires me. And then he made everything for me. Matter of fact, for us. And I'm talking about, yes, us, but I'm talking about, you know, I get real personal with him, just him and me, you know. Just like it's him and you. He made it for you too. He did. Because he loved. When you love, and I thank the Lord, he's even shown us that naturally. When you love, you can't help yourself. You can't. We call it sometimes you do stupid things. He doesn't do anything stupid. Sometimes I tell him, but you're crazy for loving me. But he just does. Now, brothers and sisters, as I said, I pray that we're not ones that would already have turned away. How could this man tell me? No, this man's not telling you. The Word of God's telling you. In you, there's no good thing. It's telling you, you want to win? Have you been called with the high calling of God in Christ Jesus? I believe you have. You're hearing it. Well, then you know what? Here's how you walk worthy of it. In all lowliness, moral littleness, you don't have any, is basically what's that saying. And I thank God in that, praise his name, it takes all the pride away. Because see, what I'm telling you is I don't want to see him afar off, and I don't want him seeing me afar off, because that's how he sees the proud. And if you're afar off from him, I'm going to tell you something, it's a really hard thing to take grace. That's why people that are self-righteous, they're not very grace-like, are they? They're not spiritual. They beat down as opposed to restoring. Sadly, that's most of God's precious people. But I thank the Lord, if you'll feed on grace, and if you'll feed on all grace, oh, what a full grace sheep you'll be. And it's amazing how spiritual you'll be. You'll be encouraging to somebody, edifying to somebody. Something you could never do in yourself, but oh my, what the grace of God can do in you. Now, how can the Lord bless us, brothers and sisters, when we're not thankful? And that's the truth. Even though he's already blessed us with all spiritual blessings in the heavens in Christ, when we're not thankful, brothers and sisters, those blessings aren't going off like explosions in our lives. And my goodness, I think, Lord, help me to awaken to this privilege. I live a life of all your grace and mercy. I mean, what a privilege. What a glorious privilege that we walk, not just in a little bit of grace or a little bit of mercy. We walk in all grace. Everything about the work in our lives is him. Everything. All things are his. All things are for his sake. He made everything. He is, I'm telling you, praise God, he's doing the work in us. We are his workmanship. Begin to really, really praise him for that grace. That you can completely rely upon him and quit being deceived to rely upon you. And I mean that. All the way down to the choice. I'm already at his first choice. It was me. And I'm choosing that choice. And that was a choice of grace, was it not? Amen, it was. So in that choice of grace, that's what I choose. I choose his choice. And his choice was grace. His choice was mercy. Thanks be to God. I've got it all. I can't help but win. I can't help but have everything. I can't help, praise God, but have the fullness of what he has given me, what he has put in me, what he has wanted for me to receive, that he said, I'll accomplish it. I will do it. I will perform it. I will perfect it. Look at all of the things that he says. And they're so final. They're so complete. They're so done. They're so assured. He doesn't ever carrot you. You know how people do, well, if you do this, you do that, we'll give you that. He doesn't do that. He says, I've done it. I've done this for you. It's fully accomplished. Just go walk in it. By faith, walk in what I've already finished. Are you confident in the Word of God? I pray you are. It's just the Word of God, and it's marvelous. And it's a beautiful thing. And that's why it's the simplicity that is in Christ. Did you know that? See, and where did he put us? In him, amen? See, there's simplicity in him. It's not a complicated walk. It's not. Oh, no. These things, yea, the deep things of God, they're made very simple by his Spirit. Real simple. As you go on and trust the Lord to hear the Word of God and go into the yea, the deep things of God, they'll be like, as Brother Copley said, a low cookie on a shelf. And I like low cookies. And with the Lord, they're always the best. You don't have to go reaching up real high for that. They're just right there. He gives them to you. Do you trust him like that? I thank the Lord the way we've been fed all the way along. But finally, it's like, Lord, I'm really getting this. I thank God. I praise the Lord. I'm grateful. The ministering of the saints. Praise be to God. All of the word that comes forth. And then praise the Lord, all of the precious ministering, praise God, of testimony, thankfulness. Be a vessel, praise God, that wants to receive. Sometimes we get so encouraged, oh, it's what I'm going to give and what I'm going to give. Let me tell you something, you can't give anything till you receive it. And that's the truth. Now, I want you to be that Galilee. You don't want to be a clog, you know, spigot like a Dead Sea. You want to be giving out everything too, but you will. You receive truth and love, it'll pour right through. You don't have to worry about it. You don't even have to try. It's just going to happen because you're in love. And when you're in love, you can't help but talk about your lover. You can't help but be happy. You're just going to have a smile and you're going to thank the Lord. Oh, my goodness. And then you're going to realize, praise God, as we go on in this, that we're comprehending this together. And that we're knit and compacted in this together. Amen. And this is the bride and the spousal relationship together. That I'm not independent in this. No. I need the joints and the supplying of the body. That's the word of God. That's why the Apostle Paul, as he sat there in prison, he didn't say, well, I'm just good. I'm okay by myself. I know the word. I'm good. I know the bridal message. I'm fine. He never said that, did he? He said, come to me. Timothy, get over here. Bring Mark. Huh? Silas, get him over here. I need ministering. And Paul was the one that taught them. But he needed their ministering. He needed that love. He needed that, praise God, that bond of perfectness. That's the evidence of the spouses. You think you're going to just hold up by yourself and say, oh, I've got this. I've heard it. I've heard it a bunch of times. I know this. I've got all the study books, did the study courses, done all this. I'm good. I don't need anybody. You're not there. You're so far away from it because now we're back to pride. I thank God I'm here. Amen. And I want to be here, not just in presence, but here in spirit. Praise God. He's chastening us today, I'd say, just a little bit. Oh, yes, he does. Now, brothers and sisters, we thank God that it is all his grace and mercy. And in that grace and mercy, he tells us that it was all freely given. So even the grace and mercy, he reminds us again, we still didn't earn it, did we? Which would be kind of contrary to grace and mercy anyways. But I love how the Lord deals with us sheep. Sometimes we get a little dense. He said, and by the way, it was all freely given. A double portion of everything of his. It's just marvelous how he tells us about his heart. Now, think of this. Who makes us priests and kings? He makes us priests and kings. It says that he sanctifies and cleanses by the washing of his word. Isn't that something? Sometimes I think I've got to set myself apart. Oh no, he sanctifies. Oh, I got to cleanse myself. Oh no, 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 no. The word of God says he cleanses. Did you know that? Oh yes. And it says it's all by his word. It says that he presents us to himself. It says that he exalts us. I want to ask you something. What doesn't he do? Or maybe I could ask you then this. What do you do? You thank him that he's done it all. Amen. And you rejoice in how immense this glory that he's called us to, and not only called us to, but is working in us for him. It's the glory that shall be revealed in us for him. And he does all of this work. And how could we not come in here every single time, and that would be the only praise and thanksgiving to God? And you think, and I'm going to tell you something, thank God that you don't come into a church and the first thing out of someone's mouth, what can you do? And that's the truth. And thanks be to God, and I don't want you to ever listen to that. And here's what you do, and here's your gifts, and here's how we'll keep you busy. That flesh can be tricked so fast. And if it's the flesh that you're after, you're never going to receive all the things of the Spirit. It won't happen. It's contrary. It either has to be the Spirit or it's the flesh, right? It's either grace or it's works. It isn't both. It's one or the other. And I thank the Lord, it's grace. Now, brothers and sisters, here's where it's at. When we esteem ourselves, brothers and sisters, what happens is we begin to judge others and we get critical. That's the thing. And that's what will happen. And when we judge others and get critical, the benchmark is that we're always bringing it against is ourselves. They're not as good as me. They don't do what I do. Or it might be that you're judging another saint to another saint. I get judged a pastor to a pastor all the time. I'm going to give you some news. By the grace of God, I'm your pastor. Okay? Not my choice, but his. That's the truth. And if that's something you buck up against, my heart goes out to you. Because it can be a blessing to you. Because it's what God has ordained. It's what God has given. I'm not here to defend myself. I'm here to, by the grace of God, give you the word of God. Help us to grow up into him in all things. And he's not about striving. He's not about trying to divide. He doesn't, you know, want you to set people up and say, well, let me just try to figure that one out. That's not how this goes. I thank the Lord that you're listening to the word of God. The Lord is chastening my heart always. Because I know what this flesh wants to do. It does. And I'll tell you, sometimes it feels real right. I need to shake that guy. I need to tell him that was wrong. And then the Lord has to say, you better take note, son. You better get that beam, mote out of your eye before you go trying to, or get that beam out of your eye before you try to get that mote. I think they called a lot of different things throughout the years. But you know what I'm saying. Now, when we do that, we're going to get critical. And I don't want to be a child. See, children are mean. I love kids, but kids can be really mean. And you see that going on more and more in this world because kids aren't trained up in the things of God anymore. They're not. Completely left it. And it's a generation, I do believe, that's here that the Word of God says that He's going to have to destroy. Now, I want you to understand this. We live in the most glorious time. Oh, don't you look down and say, oh, I wish I could live 40 years ago. Or you know, that's the problem with God's people. They're still living 40 years ago. And that's the truth. And even in this meeting, some people, they live in their minds 40 years ago. Lord didn't come 40 years ago. Lord's coming today. So if you're living 40 years ago, I don't think you're ready in today. And that's the truth. I do believe that. And I know this is something that's happened time and time again. I remember Brother Hill saying, you know, there was a time he was young. He didn't just come out old. You know, that Benjamin Button story, whatever, no matter, okay. And I remember him saying, oh, he didn't know a thing. His own family didn't know a thing. But then he got old, and it was like, oh, he knows everything. Let me tell you something. This is everything. It's never changed. And it's the same anointing of the Spirit. And I thank God that as we trust Him and those that have always trusted Him, didn't matter. Didn't matter if that king was 8 years old. Didn't matter if that king was 100 years old. If they were trusting God, they were in the right place. And I believe by His grace, He has us trusting God. So brothers and sisters, may we be sincere. And I want to be sincere every day because, you know, God has raised us up in this truth. And I can speak to most here because I believe we're together in this. And I think that we have learned to be content in whatsoever state we're in. Amen. Have we not learned that? Live what you learn then. Whether I'm abased or abound, whether I'm hungry, praise God, or full. Whatever state I'd be in, I want. And I know and I've learned to be content. I do not want to be a Christian. And I said this Friday night, that only praises God when things are going my way. I don't want to be a Christian that only lifts up my hands and thanks the Lord when it all worked out the way I want. That's a tragic life. That's a life of a palm waver. That's a life, truly, that needs to get before the Lord and says, oh, Lord, search me. Matter of fact, Lord, you've searched that part of me. Let me be sober to that part of me. I need to be more alive in this faith. And then is my faith just about happenings, or is my faith about what the purpose of this age is? See, that's the beautiful thing, is that, see, if I get ingrained in the cares of this life, I'm done. The occupying of this life. And I've seen it many different ways. I could even, let me tell you something. I'm thankful to God I'm your pastor. But if my life, and I was just ingrained, oh, my life is this pastor, you'd be in trouble. The reason that we're rich is by the grace of God in my life is about marrying Jesus. Now, whatever He calls me to, praise be to God, I'll occupy as that by His grace and His mercy. And here I am. I'm a pastor. And I'm your pastor. And I thank the Lord. The greatest way I can encourage you is I can run to win Him. I can run. And I can run. And that will be the greatest encouragement to you. Say, that brother runs. Oh, he's real. I mean, he's really real. I know that kid. I've watched him grow up. I've seen him do these things. I watch him. He doesn't seem to do the things that I would do. But you know what? The Lord sees a heart in there. And the Lord sees a heart in here. And that heart is the most valuable thing to him. It was the joy that was set before him that he endured the cross. It was the joy, praise God, that he ascended to the right hand of the Father to send us the Holy Ghost. Praise be to God. To have all truth, to be encouraged, to go on this journey. And to hear him. And to not get discouraged, but to rise up. Understanding that in his faithfulness he afflicts us. Understanding that everything about our lives, brothers and sisters, getting down to the very detail of you is wonderfully and perfectly made. And here we are in the most challenging time there's ever been. That's what's so beautiful about it. Don't get discouraged. When it was always the darkest hour, that's when the happened. It really was. It was when everybody else was giving up. It was like, it happened. We're at that point. The falling away is happening so fast. There's a shakeup going on again. And I'm talking about a shaking and a quaking. And there's a sifting going on in this company again. Where will you be? Where will you find yourself? Huh? What is loneliness, brothers and sisters? What is loneliness? It's the continued, never-ending gratitude of his mercy and his grace. Never-ending. Not just one sermon, and then we go to something else next week. It's every sermon. Amen. It's every study. It doesn't waver one service that it's grace, and then the next one it's works. Every single word. Every single word. Better be the word of his grace. If you want to be built up and to have that inheritance among all them that are sanctified. Now, that's what this mercy is, brothers and sisters. The mercy and the grace of God is always understanding, but for the grace of God, I'm nothing. But for the grace of God, I cannot do anything. As the Lord was ministering this to my heart, I truly was down on my knees in my office, and I was weeping, and I said, oh Lord, we're all like Peter. Every single one of us. We're all like Peter. I don't know him. I don't know you, Jesus. And I'm even cursing your name at the very moment that he's going to that cross to die for you. Now you could say today, oh, that's not me. Well, let me tell you something. That is you. And that is me. Oh, wretched man that I am. It's mighty wretched. And until that really, truly is embraced, you'll never wear that crown. Amen. You won't. I so thank God I see vessels of mercy here today. I see alabaster boxes, these hearts that you're just broken and poured out. Just like that woman that nobody wanted. If you knew who she was, you wouldn't let her touch you, Lord. I'm gathered with those that he wants you to touch him. Now, brothers and sisters, do we really know that he's the only faithful one? Do you really know that? Do you really know that he's the one that'll never forsake? That is not you? Huh? Is your love and appreciation growing for him more this morning? I think I've just taken a growth spurt. I know I have. That he only is worthy. That he is the only one to be exalted forever. That, Lord, may it be a walk in our lives, brothers and sisters, You want all grace? Then it's going to be all lowliness. All lowliness. Having only his righteousness. You've heard that many times. It's just that. He's the only righteousness. There's none other. I don't have any. And I thank God I conclude with him. There is no good in me. And I win. I win. Do you settle in that? I do believe I'm looking at winners. Is it grace? Huh, Brother Eddie? Brother Chris? Amen? I commend you, brethren. I commend you. Someday soon I'm going to look into your eyes and you're going to look into mine. And we're going to thank him for this grace. We're going to stand and thank him together forever and ever that he protected us with grace alone. I thank God I stand here today with him. And I truly, I say with him, Tielio, Tielio. You won it at the cross for me, Jesus. You won it. Let's pray.
I have won you at the cross. Now win me by believing. And as thou hast believed, so be it done unto you. Believe me.
Oh, and we believe you, Lord God. We believe you, Lord God. We believe you. Thank you, Jesus. How glorious. Father, we do come in the name of your beautiful Son, Jesus. And Lord, thank you for your outpouring of grace upon us. Thank you, Lord God. You've caused us today to not make it vain. Lord, how you've filled us up with it this morning. Lord, the beauty of this mercy that you've called us to. Lord, thank you for this praise and rejoicing. Thank you for this little body. Lord, thank you for your faithfulness to ready us to fly. And Lord, as we always pray together and thank you, but say, even so come, Lord Jesus. Oh, I want to see him and look upon his face. We give you the praise now and forever in Jesus' name. Amen.